Prescriptions, copays, lab tests. Even with insurance, healthcare can cost thousands every year. But not for me, because I'm enrolled in VA healthcare. My service was then, my benefits are now. Get what you earned. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, where every nail-biting overtime win, breakaway, pick six, three-point shot, underdog win, buzzer beater, shootout, walk-off, and absolutely every play in between is amazing. From football to basketball and hockey to baseball, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
Segment two is always sponsored by our friends at Beck's Hybrids. Farmers, we know that volume discounts are a major factor in ordering seed. Oftentimes, discounts are lost buying from multiple brands, but Beck's has the most diverse lineup in the marketplace. Go to beckshybrids.com for a full farm quote. And always remember the three F's, faith, family, and farming at Beck's Hybrids.
Sonny is en route to East Lansing. To follow up with the pyramid scheme.
No, it's legal. It's legal.
It's a good legal pyramid one, scheme.
Yes,
it's a good
pyramid. Not a Ponzi scheme. It's a John Wooden pyramid scheme that he has installed at Indiana. So he's flying with the team. So he'll be going with the team today to Michigan State. Okay. So those guys are doing incredible. Imagine that. Imagine being the number one seed producer, corn, soybeans in the world. That also traveling, he's also traveling with you to a game. Unbelievable job by Sonny.
Yeah, it's only a matter of time before the national media will pick up on this Sonny story. We're a little ahead of
where have they been? Yeah. Where are they at? Come on.
We've been on this thing for we've been on top of what Sonny's been doing for what, 8-9 months now?
Yeah.
Then me and Jake personally made a trip out to meet him.
Right. You guys were way ahead.
Helping the caterers set up their food is what he was doing.
We were sad you weren't there, but you had something going on. So
did I?
That's odd for Steve not to show up to an event he's been invited to. What are the odds?
Stop.
The best is always like that. Yeah.
I'll be there.
I'll probably be there. I'll check in with you tomorrow. But sounds good. And then it's like right when I walked into
Jake's. He will
Jake's,
surprise you once in a while, though, Bill. He will.
Jake's diaper keg and sip here. No. Is he coming? Says he is. I said, no he's chance. Sorry. Something came up.
It's a good read. It's an accurate read. I'm not pushing back.
I wasn't surprised by that, Bill. It's okay.
I'm with you, Steve. I would love to miss events. I
stop. Like
I said, there's nothing I love more than being alone. I really do. That's my favorite time.
Well,
all right.
Well, Bill, it is time for a Friday edition of FSPs. If you're just tuning in for the first time, that means field storming possibilities in college football. Where can we see some stormings this weekend, Bill?
Well, I think you start off with just the biggest game of the year. I think Penn State storms.
Ooh.
100. I think they storm if they win that game. Yeah, we went back through the numbers. I believe that Franklin is 1-8 against Ohio State.
About
if
that.
I'm correct, something in that nature. And there, this is a big, big deal. This game, we talked about the mayhem game to start the season between Miami and Florida State. This that one coach is just going to be getting toasted. Well, this is the same thing. Even though they both had that, one has a one loss, one has none. Whoever loses this game will get destroyed. They'll absolutely get destroyed. If Day loses this game, they will absolutely destroy him.
That's right.
And if James Franklin, even though they'll still make the playoffs, because if they lose this one, it's the only game Penn State can really lose. They don't play a ranked team the rest of the way. And so they're Penn State's already basically in the playoffs, but they will verbally accost James Franklin.
Would you say that if Ohio State were to lose, the reaction by Ohio State fans would be more severe than Penn State fans to Frank?
Yes, yes, because there's a chance, not a chance, a good chance that Ohio State gets knocked out potentially
right
with this. And so if all of a sudden they have that roster and they don't even make the playoffs and it's 12 teams, they're going to be like, are you kidding me? And so so many things are going to happen, but it will be brutal whoever loses that game. And who do you got in that game, Steve?
Oh, I love Penn State, Bill. I just don't think Ohio State hasn't, as we said yesterday, Ohio State really hasn't run the ball well at all for six quarters now. Bill, how do you go into Happy Valley if you can't run, which I don't think they will? You've cited Penn State's front. I think they'll struggle to run, and I don't know that Will Howard can pass you to a victory in Happy Valley. I'm taking Penn State.
I think he might be able to pass him to the victory. Only thing that I'm pushing back with is that, you know, they've lost down those two offensive linemen, and the offensive lineman that they lost struggled last week against Nebraska. So, and he was clearly their best option. And so that'll be an interesting part of it. But the one thing about it is no one's going to be shocked out of their mind if Ohio State does win.
Nope.
Won't be like, I never saw that coming.
No, it won't be that.
And they will be an interested team. So, yeah, it's going to be really, really good. Ole Miss at Arkansas. I like this one. I see Arkansas winning this game.
I
see Arkansas winning this game. They've had a little rough patch 2 weeks ago, but – They've had last week, they had 676 yards of offense.
Jeez.
I don't care who you're playing. That's really hard to do, to have 670. And he's been over 650 twice this year.
Who are they playing? Who'd they put 670 on?
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $200 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $200 in bonus bets. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply.
Wherever you live, whatever you look like, Buckeyes from all backgrounds know bullshit when we see it. And when J.D. Vance, Bernie Moreno, and MAGA peddle it, they're trying to turn us against our neighbors while they take away our freedoms. So we say, oh, no, you don't spread hate in our state. We're voting for Sherrod Brown and leaders who care about us more than themselves.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue.
No,
what's that?
Who did Arkansas put?
I think it was Mississippi State. Not a good team.
But still, God,
that's a lot of yards.
We know how hard it is to just go out and play anybody and say, yeah, we're going to roll up about 700 yards on you. That just doesn't happen.
It's a lot.
And they did some things. Oregon, this is an odd one. Oregon at Michigan. Michigan would I think they would storm. I think they would storm.
Defending national champion, storming.
I think that they would storm. I think that they're Oregon's number one. I 100% believe that they would storm. How about the fact that Oregon's playing Michigan and not really getting much play?
I know.
We haven't even talked about it.
No.
Haven't talked about it.
Just a game.
Oregon. Remember when the season started? Remember looking at that game going, we're going to see Oregon at Michigan?
Yep.
Oh, God, what a beautiful sight. Indiana at Michigan State. Michigan State storms 100.
Here they come.
100 days. And that is a possibility. This can be a tough. It's going to be interesting because they're starting Rourke. He's coming back from his surgery.
Okay, Rourke is back.
Rourke is back tomorrow.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, and he is starting.
Okay.
Cignetti made the call on his radio show last night.
Okay.
But now, remember, if he doesn't play great, like that, the other quarterback has played well. So right away before there was really an hour, we're not taking him out. But it's interesting. Mm-hmm. But who could handle it? Cignetti. Won't be an issue. K-State at Houston. It's possible.
They're coming. They're coming in Houston.
Well, there'd only be a couple thousand. It wouldn't be a lot.
It'd be a small crowd.
Small one. Here's the one that I really like for an incredible game. Could be off on, but I really like this one. Texas A&M at South Carolina at night. South Carolina is ready to go. They've been on the cusp. They had LSU on the ropes. Alabama on the ropes. And easily could have won both of those games. They have a very, very good defense, especially their defensive front. So I could see. Imagine if A&M has that huge win and then comes back with a loss at South Carolina. And the last one, Pitt at SMU. And SMU is from, again, think about the defense that SMU must have. After six turnovers, they gave up no points. Not 1 point off a turnover.
That's amazing.
That tells you talk about. So it's a common thing, which I'm sure Steve's aware. Jake would be aware of this too. Anytime there's a turnover, the whole defense, everyone yells, sudden change. Everyone gets together. Don't run on the field. Yeah. You get together. The sudden change. You alert your defense. Something's happened. We don't care. We got to get a stop. They did it six times. Can you imagine on the bench, also about the fourth time, sudden change.
Jeez.
Like, you would lose your mind. The quarterback for SMU lost five of them.
God.
Five of the turnovers were on him.
And they won the game.
Incredible.
On the road at Duke, right? That was on the road. Duke.
Oh, yes, on the road.
-6 on the road and won.
Like Steve said, we'll never top that head scratcher. It'll be the best head scratcher we've ever had.
And Duke was 5-1. They're a good team coming.
Do you think they kept yelling sudden change? they were like, geez, what are we doing?
Imagine that one. about the fourth was by sudden change.
Really? Really? Or did I just say really?
Again,
you probably said, seriously.
Wait, what are we doing here?
What are we looking over?
You guys, this is comedic, guys.
I have to say, regarding your FSPs, Bill, if Michigan State were to storm on Indiana, I can say pretty confidently that'd be the first time that Indiana's ever been stormed on ever for a win against them, right? Ever.
Jake does sports, Steve. That's a great take.
Without researching, I'm just going to do an assumption. It'd be the first time that a loss by them would
spark a storm.
You have to go back to the 60s. They've never been. I don't think they've ever been 8-0 before.
Oh, now I'm going to say something here that is going to rile up Nebraska fans. Is Nebraska storming? If they break the bowl streak.
I can see why you think that would be happening.
I don't think it would be. I'm just raising the question.
I don't think that's going to happen versus a 2-5 team.
Be 2-5 UCLA.
Here they come.
Student section breaks up.
It's only a bowl. It's a bowl. Yeah, no, it's not happening. I don't think it would happen.
The only reason I raise it is because of the bowl streak.
The bowl streak would be.
That's a fair question to bring up, but I don't think you'll see a field storm if they were to win.
It's borderline not fair, but maybe.
That is FSP, sponsored by our friends at Beck's Hybrids. When we come back, it's time for Song of the Day and Aging Gracefully with Sip.
Ooh, we love this one.
Next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, where every nail-biting overtime win, breakaway, pick six, three-point shot, underdog win, buzzer beater, shootout, walk-off, and absolutely every play in between is amazing. From football to basketball and hockey to baseball, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.